HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue again with the Ma'alot of Aleinu L'Shabeach to understand what it is, the importance of Aleinu L'Shabeach. I was asked to repeat that which I said on Shabbat, since again we weren't able to give it over in the Shiur and some people missed it. So I was just going to say it over as follows. It says here like this, Aleinu L'Shabeach, we have a minhag of saying it on Rosh Hashanah in itself in the Amidah. A person has to have a lot of Kavanah in the Aleinu L'Shabeach. He says, especially when he says the words Mehera Betiferet Uzach, which the last letters of Mehera Betiferet Uzach is the letters He, Taf, and Kaf. So he says, why? He says, because it's a Rashi Tevot of one of the 72 names of Hashem. We know, if you remember, we spoke about in Parashat Bishalach, when it says the Psukim of Vayisa Vayavo Vayet, every single one of those letters of the Psukim, there are 72 letters in every single Pasuk. And in every single Pasuk, what happens is that since you have 72 letters in every Pasuk, you start from the beginning of the first letter in the first Pasuk, the last letter of the second Pasuk, the first letter of the third Pasuk, and then you get the names, the 72 names, the three-letter names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, one of those three-letter names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we call the Chaf He Taf, right? The letters of the Chaf He Taf. Now what happens is that he says over here, that was already hinted, because that was the name that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom used to kill the Egyptian. Because it's written over there, Lama Taket Recha. Taket is the same letters of the Chaf He Taf. The same thing if you actually look in the Avodat Hashem, he says every single time that we say, the Beracha of Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Na'e Le'odot, Ulcha Na'e Le'odot, the last letters of Ulcha Na'e Le'odot is the same Chaf He Taf. So again, this is the name, right? The very important name which was used by Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom to kill the Egyptian, because he killed him with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says over here, V'yechaven linatzel b'chol ha'shana ahim me'adam ra, mechaver ra mipeg ha'ra. So in the merit of this name, and of saying Aleinu L'Shabeach with proper concentration, this is again from the Sefer of Zavichi that he's bringing down, he says what happens is that a person should have throughout the entire year, he will be saved from a negative person, from a bad friend, and from any negative thing that will encounter upon a person. So here again, he brings down something very interesting as well. He says, why is it that Aleinu L'Shabeach was instituted in the middle of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? So he says the reason why is because Kiviyachol Aleinu L'Shabeach came to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put me at the end of the tefillah. And the fact that you put me at the end of the tefillah, people are already, as if to say, they're running out, they're not paying attention. Usually when there's a kiddush, people are already at the kiddush. When there's when there's work or when there's anything else, people are already half the way out the door. They're not even here the rest of the time. So the question is, he was coming and complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look where you put me at the end, I'm losing out, as if to say. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry about it. In the middle of Rosh Hashanah, right, in Kippur, the most important days of the year, you're smack in the middle. You're right in the middle of the Malchuyot, of the entire concept of proclaiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King. I'm putting you in the middle, so that way, everyone is going to have you there in the middle, just to show you the importance of what it is, Aleinu L'Shabeach. Now he says over here, not only is it important just for us to actually understand this, it's actually going to give us chesed, right? It gives us kindness throughout the entire day when we're going to come and we're going to say, because again, this is a concept of the midata chesed when a person comes and he's doing it because it was mikatragim. The goyim came and they started saying, one second, halalu avodah avodah zara, halalu avodah zara. The goyim, the Jews and the goyim are the exact same. Everyone's doing avodah zara. So we come and we purposely say Aleinu L'Shabeach to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are only bowing down to you. All the other Avodah Zarah, they're all Hevel Barik, they're all nonsense, they're all vain. But we are only bowing down to one single person. Who is that? Not a person, right? To one God. And who is that God? That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then the next thing that we mentioned was, is that it's very, very important, right, to realize that in the Aleinu L'Shabeach was actually also brought down, right, in Rosh Hashanah, because it acts as a window. What does that mean, a window? It says, Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol, the last letters of Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol, Aleinu is Vav, L'Shabeach is Chet, L'Adon is Nun, and HaKol is Lamed, which is Chalon, a window. And therefore, it's brought down in the Midrash that we have, as if to say, this window that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves open, that what we're trying to do is that it opens up the tefillot, it opens up the gates in order for us to actually have our tefillot answered. And therefore, in the middle of the Aleinu L'Shabeach, in the middle, sorry, of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we say the Aleinu L'Shabeach in order to open up these gates, in order that we should actually have our prayers received. So it's very, very important that we actually have pay attention, and we're doing that in order that a tefillah will be received. And then he says another important thing is that at the end of the Aleinu Lishabeach, what we're supposed to do is that after saying it with kavanah, we're supposed to have in mind that right before, right, the En Od, we're supposed to have in mind that we could stop, have in our machshava, in our thoughts, anything that we need, any type of a salvation, and that will actually save us. This is actually again based on the Nefesh HaChaim, right? Again, of Rav Chaim Volozhin, Shar Gimel Perek Yud Bet, again, that he says that it's the biggest segula, that if a person needs any type of a salvation, he always has to think that En Omi Levado. There's nobody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. He is the one. He is the only thing that causes everything in the world. And if a person has that in mind, he will be saved from anything. So therefore, he says over here that in the middle of Aleinu Lishabeach, we have the exact same Yisod. We're starting the Aleinu Lishabeach, which again was instituted by Yeshua ben Nun, and Yochanan ben Zakkai was one instituted in the Tefillah in itself. And what happens is that we're actually having in mind that everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only. And that's why it's all to do with proclaiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King. And that's what he said in the middle of Malchuyot, which Malchuyot is that we're proclaiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is King on Rosh Hashanah, right, on Musaf, the first part, the first third, and then we do the zichronot and shofarot to remind ourselves, right, that to remember, to have a good remembrance in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the shofar. So what we're doing is we're proclaiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's King, just so that way we could actually understand the importance of Aleinu Lishabeach. Again, in the merit of Aleinu Lishabeach, we should always have our tefillot answered.